This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, February 5th. I'm Lisa Young. In local news, Grand Mesa Nordic Council will enter the final phase of construction on Skyway Station, the nonprofit's first permanent facility on the Mesa. The group reached a major financial milestone in late January, securing the remaining funds needed to complete the multipurpose hub, costing $1.6 million. The Skyway Station, slated to open mid-April, is designed to handle the extreme conditions of the 10,000-foot plateau. The building will provide shelter for people during inclement weather and provide storage for Nordic Council maintenance equipment. Montrose Regional Health recently honored nurses Alyssa Moon and Rhiann Smedley with the DAISY Award, a national recognition that celebrates extraordinary nursing care. Between September and December, the hospital received more than 35 DAISY nominations from patients, family members, and caregivers recognizing nurses who've made a meaningful difference in their care. DAISY stands for Diseases Attacking the Immune System. This award is an international recognition program established by the DAISY Foundation to honor nurses for their compassionate, skillful care that they provide to patients and families. Nominations may be submitted by patients, family members, coworkers, or community members. Ouray County Commissioners will hold a work session next week to discuss prairie dogs as a nuisance. The topic is being reviewed following a written demand from Mark Kirk, who raises cattle near Ridgeway. Kirk told authorities that he would pursue a class action lawsuit if the county does not adopt rules requiring private landowners to control them. Kirk argues that the town of Ridgeway and the city of Ouray's nuisance rules requiring property owners to control the prairie dogs and Ouray County's lack of rules means that he and his neighbors in the county don't have equal protection under the law against prairie dogs. More on this story is at ouraynews.com. At the end of 2025, the Trump administration ordered an aging coal plant in northwest Colorado to stay open, citing a so-called regional energy emergency. Now, its operating company is telling the federal government it would be too costly to maintain the plant, which was scheduled to shut down on New Year's Eve. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanis has more.
Tri-State Generation and the Platte River Power Authority operate Craig Station 1. The 10-year phase-out of the coal-fired plant began in 2016, with plans for it to sunset on December 31st of last year, for both economic reasons and to comply with Colorado's clean energy goals. Craig 1 was shut down as of December 19th due to mechanical issues, but after the Department of Energy order, operators did repairs to restart it. In a press release, Tri-State and Platte River say they'll comply with federal law, but are appealing the decision to keep the plant open, saying they don't feel it's necessary. Because both companies are co-ops, they say rate-paying customers in both western and southern Colorado and on the Front Range would bear the burden of the repairs and maintenance. Consulting group Grid Strategies estimates that it would cost $85 million each year to continue operating the plant. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
That story was shared with us via Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a network of public media stations in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico, including KVNF. State Parks and Wildlife is calling in reinforcements to stop the spread of invasive zebra mussels in the Colorado River. As KUNC Scott Friends reports, the containment plans includes new tech and ramped-up testing.
Colorado's invasive species expert said at a briefing last week the state has an incredible fight ahead. Zebra mussels have infested at least 135 miles of the Colorado River. Wildlife officials want to test more than 1,000 private ponds and bodies of water connected to the river for mussel larvae. The goal is to catch and kill any before they grow big enough to clog water pipes. The agency has also ordered a dip tank to decontaminate boats at an infested reservoir near Grand Junction. And there's more staffing at the state's border checkpoints to help intercept contaminated boats. Scott Franz, KUNC.
In many of Colorado's rural mountain towns, Basic services can be few and far between. This is something that especially impacts older residents. Limited social programming or even the absence of a place to gather can leave seniors isolated. In the tiny mountain town of Lake City, a group of locals is working to change that. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano brings us the story.
And stretch, because we have to get to the top shelf. And who wants to take time to get a ladder?
There are over 20 Lake City residents at the town gymnasium this January morning. They are here for an exercise class for people 60 and older. The class started over a year ago. It quickly became so popular that it is now offered twice a week, and in the summer, three times a week to accommodate an influx of seasonal residents.
Toe up. We're strengthening all those little muscles in our ankles.
At 91 years old, Ellis Lindsay is one of the oldest participants. He was recently released from the hospital after recovering from pneumonia. This is his first day back to class since he got sick.
And I know it's good for me, you know, and the doctor who I saw just a couple of days ago, she said, yes, keep your exercises up if you can. So it's very simple, and it's a trite saying, use it or lose it.
This exercise class is one of the activities offered through Lake City Senior Connections. The organization is run by volunteers and the county's public health department. In 2024, Lake City local Cheryl Tate decided the town needed more services and programming for its oldest citizens. The 71-year-old formed a steering committee to make that happen.
First, we researched to see how many seniors were in Lake City, Hinsdale County, and we found out it was the largest demographic.
Next, Tate says they researched senior programs in other tiny Colorado mountain towns.
Creed, Silverton, Nuclea Naderita, Sawatch. They all had active senior programs. They were backed by their county and their town. They had senior centers or a place to go, and we had very little, if any, of that.
The committee asked local seniors what services they actually wanted. One of the main asks was for a dedicated space to gather. After that, the group started fundraising and hosting events. They secured support from the county, and then Tate says the town of Lake City's contribution was a game changer.
We went to the trustees meeting and we said, you need to step up and pitch in also. And they gave us the back room of the Armory as a senior center.
Now she says the town has a vibrant senior program. There are lunches, social events, crafts, lectures, and more.
We're gangbusters. We have volunteers now that are driving people in town to Gunnison, Montrose, helping them with at-home services. It's been so incredible. And I really think it has changed Hinsdale County, Lake City.
71-year-old Becky Lugamores agrees.
Oh, we really needed to be around each other. There's so many seniors here, and we're sitting back in our houses kind of just going into dust. And this has brought us out, and we're more social, and everybody seems happier, and we take care of each other because we know what's going on now with each other.
This program does more than create companionship. Research shows social isolation among older adults is linked to poorer health outcomes, increased disability, and higher mortality rates. 85-year-old Mary Nettleton, another program participant, says seniors make up a majority of the community's population.
So you better treat us right. You know, we deserve not to be put away somewhere. We still have lives to live. We still enjoy things, and we're going to do it.
Senior Connections volunteer Cheryl Tate says the goal for this year is to expand programming.
We're looking for 2026 to maybe look for a vehicle to transport people, as well as find a physical therapist that we have found free housing.
Tate is proud of what's been accomplished so far for older adults in the community and is looking forward to doing even more. Reporting in Lake City, I'm Laura Palmisano.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. For more local and regional news, visit kvnf.org. I'm Lisa Young.